Hello, you're listening to season 5 of the Achieve With Me podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Gilfrim. My mission as a confidence and career performance coach is to empower women just like you to build confidence at work, have your voice heard, and achieve genuine career fulfillment. We'll be chatting about creating confidence, setting boundaries, finding the fun in everyday tasks, and of course, navigating the usual challenges that come with being an achiever. Connect with me on LinkedIn to join my group, Mindset Hacks for Ambitious Women. And without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Achieve With Me podcast. Now, it's been a while since I last recorded an episode, and I'm going to be completely honest with you as to why. And it's a really ridiculous reason. The last podcast that I released was really echoey, or it sounded to me as though it was really echoey. And I've been trying to discover what the problem is. Now, in between that and traveling for corporate coaching opportunities and speaking engagements and that sort of thing, I've just avoided it because I didn't know how to get rid of the echo. Ridiculous, I know, but here we are. So I decided just to plow on and get this episode recorded because it's been a topic that's been on my mind for quite a while. And if you listen to this podcast already, you probably know that workplace conflict is something that, if you are someone that struggles with confidence, is something that can be quite fearful around. It's something that's absolutely avoided. So I want to talk about this topic a little bit more today. Now, first off, this episode is inspired by Brendan Burchard. And if you have Audible on your phone, if you listen to audiobooks, head over to the Plus catalogue section and look for 6 Habits of Growth. This is a free Audible offering that Brendan actually released. And it just inspired this episode because it really started to get me thinking about how we manage conflict. Okay. So let's rewind a little bit. So as you all know, if you are regular listeners of Achieve With Me, I'm a confidence coach and I'm working with individuals who are keen to grow in confidence and get ahead in their careers. And before I start working with somebody on a coaching relationship, one of the things that I ask them to do before we start our actual sessions as part of our diagnostics is to complete a confidence assessment. And one of the questions that's within this confidence assessment is actually around the level of confidence that people feel around setting boundaries, which is a huge topic, isn't it? It's absolutely a massive topic. And then when we get into the sessions, we look through the confidence assessment and start to look at priority areas. So areas that we really want them to begin to work on as a priority. And when we pull this apart and start looking at the whole topic around setting boundaries, most people tell me that they struggle to set boundaries because they are keen to avoid conflict, or can also be known as confrontation, as how we perceive that. And this is particularly common in women as well. A lot of us can adopt people-pleasing behaviours. You know, we feel as though, you know, we want to prove ourselves, we want to be seen as that go-to person. So here are some of the common ways that I see this happening. So this kind of tendency to try and avoid conflict or not set any boundaries, perhaps in an area where we might benefit from doing so. So first of all, most common thing is agreeing to tasks or projects, even when you don't have time. You could have, you know, months worth of work on your to-do list and already be quite panicked about how you're going to complete that. But then somebody, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's somebody else that you hold in high regard, or maybe it's just somebody who likes to flatter you into doing things. One of my bugbears, because it happens, let's face it. They give it all, oh, but you're so much better at it than me. And then you're like, oh, okay. And all of a sudden you've got all this work to do. Oh God, it annoys me being there. Anyway, yeah, so agreeing to tasks or projects, even though you don't have time. The second way, similarly, compromising your boundaries because you worry that if you say no, it's going to start a bit of an unpleasant exchange. So you worry about, okay, well, what happens after I say no? You know, surely this other person's going to respond negatively. And I know that I'm probably going to back down at that point. So I'm just not even going to attempt to set the boundary. Maybe you can relate. And then the third way that I see this happening really commonly is actually a proactive approach to avoid conflict. So we're not even waiting until there is a situation where we have to make a decision on this. What we're doing as a proactive conflict avoider is going over and above so that you are absolutely certain that there's nothing that could be critiqued. So you're doing so much, you're over communicating, you're just making sure that everything's perfect, so that there's no question on your work ethic or even your competency within your role. Oh, and by the way, maybe you can relate to this as well. If you feel like you're constantly feeling like you've not done enough, you need to do more, and you're operating from this rushy energy. You're almost rushing around everywhere and feeling like must do more, you know, must do this, must do that. If you're doing this, it's likely that your nervous system is in survival mode. And so many fundamental things can't happen when our nervous system is in survival mode. These sorts of behaviors can be rooted in a behavior that you've potentially adopted from a young age of just really wanting to prove yourself. So if this is you, just as a side note, I absolutely recommend putting regular time in the diary where you don't have any obligations whatsoever. And you're just going to sit and be. And actually, if you are someone who's been rushing around quite a lot, it's probably going to feel a bit strange, but 100% recommend just practicing it, sitting with it, and showing yourself that you are in control. So anyway, I digress. So to recap on some of the common ways that I see this kind of reticence to setting boundaries, to recap, we're doing more and we're putting pressure and strain on ourselves to avoid an outcome that might never arise. We're trying to avoid conflict, aren't we? But how often does this actually happen? Interesting. So let's just make sure that we're all on the same page. What even is conflict? I want us to really start to think about this carefully. So much of leadership is conflict management. And across all levels of our lives, we are perceiving things as conflict that aren't actually conflict. What am I talking about? Well, think about it. Think about every experience that you've had. It's very likely that you've only ever had between 5 and 10 genuinely awful conflicts with people in your life. I want you to think about that now. I want you to reflect on that and try and count them. Now, it could be, and this is common too, it could be that a number of these instances of conflict were with the same person. Okay? So if you've had multiple conflicts with the same person, let's actually start looking at how many people you've experienced true conflict with. Maybe around 5 in your entire lifetime that you've experienced true, deep, or lasting conflict with. And if I'm wrong, I'm always open to feedback. My DMs are open. So let me know. Now, because of these instances are all filed away in our minds as significant emotional events. Okay. Now, because of these and because of how significant they continue to feel to us to this day, very often we are confusing daily struggles or daily interactions, these sort of struggles that we can have to relate to someone, as conflict. So we build the process of working with people into this scary thing that we call conflict. But if we want to grow in confidence and leadership mindset, we need a perspective shift on what conflict actually is and how likely it is to actually show up in our lives. So, what is usually happening is we're just having these really common struggles with perhaps being understood or having our priorities understood. And rather than just facing into it, we avoid it at all costs, don't we? Because it feels scary. But when you think about it, is the other person actually mad with you? Or are they just part of you working your way through to an outcome? When I retrained as a coach about 3 years ago, I recognized that a lot of my sort of people-pleasing behaviors stemmed from me being worried about getting in trouble. And what for? God knows. God knows what I thought I was going to get in trouble for. But our mindset dictates what we expect to happen in a situation, right? So naturally, we all have different ideas of what should happen in that situation. And that's what we expect to occur. Now, adopting a positive mindset and an enthusiasm to work with people on finding a solution is a really great way to managing most conflict that we come across in our lives. Working together to move forward shows a great leadership mindset. And very often I think that we have this perception that saying no or setting a boundary has to be all or nothing. And we almost feel like we have to approach things of, sorry, can't help you, and then scurry away and hide. So, you know, just remember this. It's likely, extremely likely, that there is no real threat at all in the majority of workplace situations. So this fear that we've perpetuated has stemmed from the 1 in 5 situations that we've had in our lives where maybe there was a mild threat when we did experience conflict. So because of that, and with that in mind, here are my 3 steps to managing workplace conflict. Number 1, put the potential conflict into context. So context. How can you help manage the conversation with positivity and also an air of curiosity? And what do I mean by that? Well, if you think about the way that maybe we've set boundaries in the past, I know I've done this, maybe you can relate, maybe not. But if we're trying to sort of let someone down, because that's how we see it sometimes, isn't it? If we're saying no, we think, oh no, I don't want to let them down. If we're about to let someone down, we might say it like this. We might say, oh, look, I know this isn't what you want to hear, and I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to help you with that. And we're quite awkward about it. You know, we feel awkward and it comes across like that. But actually having this positivity of, no, I'm not going to be able to support with that. I've got all these other priorities. Have you asked so-and-so? Or have you thought of another way that we could reach this? Almost having this air of curiosity about, okay, that's interesting that you thought of me first, but what are the other options that we've got there? Number 2, similar to that, but as well as approaching it with positivity and curiosity, it might help to validate their feelings. Gosh, I appreciate there's that deadline there and I can understand why you're keen to get this resolved. Let's have a think about who else we could ask. Have you tried this? Have you done that? You know, validate their feelings, but offer them a bit of an alternative. And see if there's any way that you can help them that doesn't directly involve you literally doing everything, or you dropping everything, or you working late. You know, think about a way that you could potentially help them with a suggestion that doesn't compromise on your boundaries. Okay, and number three, and I think this is probably the most important one really, is just remind yourself that there is rarely an ideal situation that is ideal for everyone, okay? We've all got all these wants and needs and desires, and especially in a workplace context, we're trying to show that we are competent within our role, and we're trying to show that we can deliver against an objective. But when you consider the passive behavior that you may have been adopting in the past, or maybe you could have slipped into in recent months, you are taking one for the team every damn time. Every time you agree, you are the one who is compromising. And don't you think it's time for somebody else to take a turn, for goodness sake? So hopefully this episode has just helped you to think about conflict in a different way. I definitely recommend checking out the 6 Habits of Growth that I mentioned earlier, because as I mentioned, this inspired the conversation that I've had today. But also, I see so much of this in the work that I'm doing with women who want to create a more powerful personal brand in the workplace, but then feel like, oh, well, I've always said yes to all of these things. How do I now step forward and start to say no without people thinking I've set a precedent, so I need to continue that? Or without people thinking that, you know, you just don't want to do things, you don't want to be helpful anymore. When we're not accommodating and potentially have been accommodating to people in the past, it's going to trigger them. Of course it is. They're like a baby throwing the toys out the pram. Oh no, you did this for me before, why aren't you now? That's a them problem, not a you problem. So if you have been struggling with setting boundaries at work and would love some support to almost recreate your personal brand and be able to confidently articulate yourself, why not consider getting some one-to-one coaching? One-to-one coaching can really help to support you with this, because we can go through real life examples of ways in which you've dealt with things in the past, and then look at, once we've created this new personal brand, this new perception that you want to put across in the workplace, okay, this is how the new you would deal with this situation. So we're really coaching you through real life situations. So it might be for you. It could be the right time to do that if you really want to up level and show people what your potential is. So if you are intrigued about this, just book in for a free chat with me. You can do this by, there should be a link in the show notes actually. You can just book straight in with me, straight into my diary. No obligation to do anything, but actually it'll just really help you to get an idea as to how we might work together, and potentially move you closer to your goals so that you can continue to achieve and gain career fulfillment. So it's been quite a snappy episode today. I'm quite pleased with myself. It's probably still echoey, but I'm working on it. I'm probably going to get loads of DMs saying, have you tried this? Have you tried that? And I'm sure it's something very simple, but hopefully the content of the episode has still been helpful. And if you resonate, if you disagree, whatever your thoughts are, do reach out. I love hearing from you guys. So thanks so much again for tuning in to the Achieve With Me podcast. Thanks for listening to the Achieve With Me podcast. Please do give the episode a star rating. It takes just a second, but makes so much difference. And please connect with me on LinkedIn and share your main takeaways from today's episode. See you next time.